It's here and now. And today, President Obama is asking the Labor Department to overhaul overtime rules to force businesses to expand the number of workers who get overtime, workers who are now classified as executives or professionals and don't get paid for working over an eight-hour day. A handful of states, California and New York, have already made these changes. Some business leaders and Republicans in Congress are lining up against them, though. House Speaker John Boehner said yesterday this would be a job killer. But people who support the changes say it might do something to close the huge wage gap between CEOs and workers. There will be a public comment period and possibly a hearing before the Labor Department issues a final regulation. Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the former chief economic advisor to Vice President Joe Biden. He joins us from Washington. And Jared, first of all, what is already in the law? A lot of people were surprised to find out there are laws and regulations about who can get overtime pay.
Right. This is a fairly not so well-traveled part of the Fair Labor Standards Act, something that was established in the late 1930s, but it actually affects a ton of people. The way the law stands now is if you're an hourly paid worker and you work more than 40 hours a week, you get overtime pay, which is time and a half, so 50% above your straight time wage. But if you're a salary paid worker, and you earn a salary that's above a certain threshold, which right now is $455 a week, you may not get overtime, depending on what you do at work. And what the president's proposing is to take that salary threshold up such that more salaried workers, more people who are paid a salary versus an hourly wage, will be automatically covered by overtime.
So $455 is the current cap. What's the speculation about what the new cap might be?
Well, they haven't said. The White House has thrown out kind of a couple of parameters or goalposts in that regard. Now, it's very important that we haven't mentioned this. This threshold is not adjusted for inflation. So every year it loses ground, which means that every year fewer people are protected by overtime pay, or fewer people are eligible for overtime pay based on this threshold. So if you go back to 2004, the last time the threshold was raised, and you simply adjusted that level for inflation, for the inflation that's taken place over the decades since then, the threshold would go from something like $455 today to about $550, so $550 a week. That's actually, in my view, an inadequate adjustment. We should do better than that. If you go back to the 1975 threshold, which was, I think, a more reasonable one, and you adjust that for inflation, you'd have something around $970 or around $50,000, $60,000 a year. So that would mean that people who earn $50,000 to $60,000 a year, which I think is basically a middle-class wage, would be automatically eligible for overtime if they work more than 40 hours a week, even if they're a salaried worker.
Well, in fact, we should say you co-wrote a paper last year asking the administration to do just this, to raise the salary threshold from $455 a week, about $23,000 a year in salary, to raise the threshold so that those people making over $984 a week would get this time and a half. Okay, you know what the argument is, that if companies are forced to do this, they will just start cutting jobs.
In this case, that may not be actually what you ultimately hear, at least when people start learning what we're talking about, because they won't be cutting jobs. In fact, they might be adding jobs in the following way. What this change does, I'm not going to pretend this doesn't raise labor costs, because of course it does, but it only raises labor costs for people who are working overtime. So if you currently have someone who should be getting overtime but isn't, and that person works for you, you now have a disincentive for them to work more than 40 hours because it will cost you more than it did before, at least once this new rule is in place. So what we think will happen is firms will decide not to work those people more than 40 hours a week, to cut back on their overtime, and instead to hire more workers at a straight time wage, just at the base wage, not the time and a half wage. So in that sense, it could actually end up increasing employment. Economists who have looked at this from both sides of the aisle have agreed with that analysis.
Isn't that a little bit of wishful thinking, though? Given what the work landscape is now, so many people work around the clock. We have the technology to do it. You go home, you're still working. You're on your computer. You're on your iPhone. You're still doing your job. And this is what has been said in the past is, you know, has been floating the economy.
That's a great question. And so let me be very clear about this. What you're describing is the life of somebody like myself and probably many people who are listening to us right now. Many of us don't pay much attention to the clock. We work all kinds of hours, especially based on all this connectivity through smartphones and all the rest. But we are clearly managerial, executives, supervisory workers. We're precisely the kinds of workers that this law was designed to exempt from overtime pay for precisely the reasons that you're envisioning in your question. The people we're talking about here are different. This is someone who is called a supervisor and works in a convenience store in the night shift. This is someone who is a manager in, say, a fast food outlet, who by dint of their job title, maybe they're called manager or maybe they're called supervisor, even though their supervisory duties at work may be minimal, and they're making $30,000-$40,000 a year, and they're working overtime and not getting paid for it. So that we're talking about a very specific group here.
Well, and my reading of it is that the group that's being talked about, again, because of the salary they make, are people who have been sort of given more of a professional status, maybe even to avoid overtime. As you said, fast food managers, loan officers, computer technicians that are being classified as executive or professional to avoid paying them overtime.
Correct. It's a kind of misclassification or title inflation. And the way the rule is set up now actually kind of pushes employers in that direction. If 95% of your time at work, you do the type of work that would typically be covered by overtime pay, that is, you're clearly not supervising or managing, but yet for a couple of hours a week, a small percentage of your job, you do those kind of executive duties, you maybe supervise someone for a few hours, you can be exempted from overtime pay just based on those few hours of exempted work. And that's another part of this rule change.
Jared Bernstein, Senior Fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Jared, thank you.
My pleasure.